Hello, lovely people. How's it going? I hope you're having a great day. Let's get started with our listening and speaking practice. Remember, it's important that you have watched the lesson before practicing here with me, because we're not going to focus on explanations, grammar, and structures. We're going to focus on the sounds we hear. So, if you can, put on some headphones and get ready to speak up. It's important to repeat out loud, not just in your head, okay? Let's start by listening to the dialogue again.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, babe. What's up?
I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh, really? Why?
I've just got stuff to do with the apartment.
Okay, I'll come over.
I think it's best if you don't.
Why are you flaking out on me like this? Is everything okay?
Look, there's no easy way to say this, but I think we should break up.
Are you serious? Why?
I feel like things are getting too intense, and I'm not looking for anything serious right now.
What do you mean? I think things have been pretty chilled so far.
The million messages kind of freaked me out.
I was just being friendly.
And I saw you outside my apartment last Tuesday night.
I just wanted to see if you were awake. Why didn't you ask me in if you saw me out there?
I was kind of weirded out. It was like 1 a.m. I'm sorry. I just don't think this is going to work out. No hard feelings, yeah?
Well, I guess I'll see you around then.
All right, our conversation starts with the guy saying, "Hey, Jessica." Repeat. Hey. Jessica. Hey, Jessica. Jessica answers saying, "Hi, babe, what's up?" Repeat after me. Hi. Babe. Hi, babe. What's up? What's up? Hi, babe. What's up? Then he says, "I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I'm sorry." When we say, "I'm not going to be able to make it," we're saying that it's going to be impossible to go somewhere or do something. So he's saying that he won't see her tonight, that it won't be possible. Let's repeat. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. Now let's try the whole sentence. I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. Again, I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. And then he says, "I'm sorry." Repeat, "I'm sorry." Jessica says, "Oh, really? Why?" Repeat after me. "Oh, really? Oh, really? Why? Oh, really? Why?" Then he explains why, saying, "I've just got to do stuff at the apartment. So he's going to be busy at home. He has things he needs to do, so he can't go see her." I've just got. I've just got stuff to do at the apartment. I've just got stuff to do at the apartment. I've just got stuff to do at the apartment. Again, I've just got stuff to do at the apartment. Then Jessica says, okay, I'll come over. She's saying she's going to go to his house. Repeat, okay. I'll come over. I'll come over. Okay, I'll come over. He doesn't really like that idea, and he says, I think it's best if you don't. When we say the word think, remember to put your tongue between your teeth and try to make an S sound. Think. I think. It's best if you don't. I think it's best if you don't. I think it's best if you don't. She wants to know why he's canceling, so she asks, why are you flaking out on me like this? Is everything okay? Repeat after me. Why are you flaking out? Flaking out on me like this? Why are you flaking out on me like this? Why are you flaking out on me like this? Again, why are you flaking out on me like this? Is everything okay? Is everything okay? Then he tells her the truth, saying, look, there's no easy way to say this, but I think we should break up. That's a long sentence, but we're going to say it in parts first. Look, there's no easy way. Look, there's no easy way to say this. Look, there's no easy way to say this. But I think we should break up. 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 Look, there's no easy way to say this. But I think we should break up. Okay, let's try it in one go. Look, there's no easy way to say this, but I think we should break up. Again, look, there's no easy way to say this, but I think we should break up. One more time. Look, there's no easy way to say this, but I think we should break up. Oof, long one. But we did it. Jessica is in shock. She asks, are you serious? Why? Repeat. Are you serious? Are you serious? Why? Are you serious? Why? We have another long sentence here. He says, I feel like things are getting too intense and I'm not looking for anything serious right now. Repeat after me. I feel like. I feel like. Things are getting too intense. I feel like things are getting too intense. And I'm not looking for anything serious right now. And I'm not looking for anything serious right now. And I'm not looking for anything serious right now. I feel like things are getting too intense. And I'm not looking for anything serious right now. Now the whole sentence. I feel like things are getting too intense and I'm not looking for anything serious right now. Again, I feel like things are getting too intense and I'm not looking for anything serious right now. One more time. I feel like things are getting too intense and I'm not looking for anything serious right now. Awesome. Good job. If you have trouble remembering the sentences, you can read as you repeat. Just make sure you're repeating out loud every time, okay? Jessica doesn't really understand the problem. She asks, "What do you mean?" Repeat. What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? She continues saying, I think things have been pretty chilled so far. I think things have been pretty chilled so far. I think things have been pretty chilled so far. I think things have been pretty chilled so far. I think things have been pretty chilled so far. Then he explains a little, saying, the million messages kind of freaked me out. When we say kind of, we can say kind of, or we can use a reduction and say kinda. Repeat. Kind of. Kinda. The million messages. The million messages kind of freaked me out. The million messages kind of freaked me out. The million messages kind of freaked me out. She defends herself saying, I was just being friendly. Repeat, I was just being friendly. I was just being friendly. I was just being friendly. He continues saying, and I saw you outside my apartment last Tuesday night. Oh no, that's not good. Repeat. And I saw you outside my apartment last Tuesday. Tuesday night. And I saw you outside my apartment last Tuesday night. And I saw you outside my apartment last Tuesday night. Again, and I saw you outside my apartment last Tuesday night. Jessica has another explanation for that. She says, I just wanted to see if you were awake. Oh, that is really not good. Repeat. I just wanted to see if you were awake. I just wanted to see if you were awake. I just wanted to see if you were awake. Again, I just wanted to see if you were awake. Then she asks, why didn't you ask me in if you saw me out there? Why didn't you? Didn't you ask me in? Why didn't you ask me in if you saw me out there? If you saw me out there, why didn't you ask me in if you saw me out there? Why didn't you ask me in if you saw me out there? Again, why didn't you ask me in if you saw me out there? Are you still with me? We're almost done with our dialogue. He answers saying, I was kind of weirded out. I was kind of weirded. Weirded out. I was kind of weirded out. I was kind of weirded out. Again, I was kind of weirded out. He continues saying, it was like 1 a.m., 1 in the morning. Repeat, it was like 1 a.m. It was like 1 a.m. It was like 1 a.m. And then he says, I'm sorry, I just don't think this is gonna work out. Repeat, I'm sorry. I just don't think this is gonna work out. I'm sorry. I just don't think this is gonna work out. I'm sorry. I just don't think this is gonna work out. All right, let's try the whole sentence. This is our last long line. I'm sorry, I just don't think this is gonna work out. I'm sorry, I just don't think this is gonna work out. One more time. I'm sorry, I just don't think this is gonna work out. Good job. He ends saying no hard feelings, yeah? Repeat. No hard feelings. Yeah? No hard feelings, yeah? No hard feelings, yeah? And then we got to the last line of dialogue. This was a long conversation, huh? Jessica says, well, I guess I'll see you around then. Repeat after me. Well, I guess I'll see you around then. Well, I guess I'll see you around then. I guess I'll see you around then. Again, I guess I'll see you around then. And we're done. This was a long dialogue, but we got to the end of it. Now listen to it again.
Hey, Jessica.
Hi, babe. What's up?
I'm not going to be able to make it tonight. I'm sorry.
Oh, really? Why?
I've just got stuff to do at the apartment.
Okay, I'll come over.
I think it's best if you don't.
Why are you flaking out on me like this? Is everything okay?
Look, there's no easy way to say this, but I think we should break up.
Are you serious? Why?
I feel like things are getting too intense, and I'm not looking for anything serious right now.
What do you mean? I think things have been pretty chilled so far.
The million messages kind of freaked me out.
I was just being friendly.
And I saw you outside my apartment last Tuesday night.
I just wanted to see if you were awake. Why didn't you ask me in if you saw me out there?
I was kind of weirded out. It was like 1 a.m. I'm sorry. I just don't think this is going to work out. No hard feelings, yeah?
Well, I guess I'll see you around then.
How was listening to it this time around? I hope you understood everything and you managed to repeat with me to practice and improve your pronunciation. That's it for this episode. I'll see you soon. Don't forget to keep studying. Stay awesome.